Cover crop benefits, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
The USDA's been trying to convince row crop producers to use cover crops for years in order to improve soil health, cut down on erosion, possibly boost yields. Adoption rates have gone up very slowly, but this year, supporters of cover crops may find some new converts to the idea because so many growers have not been able to plant their main crops. Undersecretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says there are a lot of acres going into the preventing planting category.
Could easily exceed 10 million acres.
Many producers who were prevented from planting will get some compensation from their crop insurance, but putting in cover crops may make them eligible for some extra help. Matt Lohr, chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
And this gives an opportunity for some folks to consider cover crops that maybe wouldn't normally be thinking about cover crops.
Normally, producers plant cover crops after the main crop is off.
But they can also be planted on fields where farmers were prevented from planting a cash crop, like we're seeing across many parts of the country this year.
And this year, there are financial benefits, maybe, to putting a cover crop in. First, the rules for haying and grazing on those cover crop acres have been changed this year so that you can do that 2 months earlier than normal, starting September 1st, not November 1st.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.